Greetings once again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your Lenten Daily Devotional number 2. We've made it this far. We've gotten through Ash Wednesday, and here we are at the beginning of the trail that leads us, I would say straight, but it's really not. It's really pretty crooked and up and down, all around path to the empty tomb. But for today, let's put our hearts into this devotion. Today's devotion from the book Rise by John Pavlovitz is called A Holy Unavailability. And for many, many of us, this is a critical issue that perhaps for many of us, we're not even aware of. So listen closely today as we hear about Jesus and his holy unavailability and why we need some ourselves. First, we're going to hear the scripture. And the scripture today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 through 39. Mark 1, 35 through 39. Let's hear the word of the truth from the gospel. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon, that is Peter, and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. May God bless the reading and hearing of the word of truth. Here's John Pavlovitz's devotional. What was better when you were younger? Today I posed that question on social media. What was better when you were younger? The answers were a mix of lighthearted childhood touchstones, such as sugary breakfast cereals and Saturday morning cartoons. Personal midlife lamentations about expanding waistlines and receding hairlines. And more somber observations about our public discourse and general level of empathy. One of the things I think we were all better at in the past was presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence. Before cell phones and prior to being perpetually available to everyone, when we were at the movies or at a concert or with our friends or walking in nature, we were fully there without interruption or dilution. We weren't continually being pulled to other places or alerted to more supposedly pressing matters, or distracted with capturing our private moments for public consumption. This inability to be present comes from the fact that we are almost never truly alone, or able to find protracted moments of complete solitude. Being unavailable is a lost art, one we would be wise to recover. I love the moments in the Gospels where Jesus withdraws to the silence and the stillness, because they remind me that doing so isn't a betrayal of our work or the people in our path, but a way of preparing us to be fully present to it all. In those times when we pull away from the crowd, if we can, Our minds are recalibrated and our reserves replenished. And when we return to the world, we are better able to offer our undivided selves. So, yes, the technology will always be a challenge. But the real and enduring danger is our own preoccupation with being reachable and the fear that we will miss out on something if we're not reachable. If you want to be better at presence, work on absence first. Today, may you give yourself the gift of disappearing. May you do the sacred work of being unavailable. And I'll repeat that last line one more time. It has the three things we can do today to help ourselves become more present to others. John Pavlovitz said, if you want to be better at presence, first, work on absence. Second, give yourself the gift of disappearing. And third, do the sacred work of being unavailable. And may God bless the devotion today and your Thursday. Coming up this Sunday at Vine Street Christian Church, immediately after our 10 a.m. worship service, we're going to have a light Lenten lunch with a movie, The Chosen, Season 1, Episode 1. Hope you can make it. But until then, stay on the path. Keep your head looking up and forward, for there is the horizon that we're heading towards. Amen.